Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Hope y'all are having a great Monday out there. Your host, James. I am joined by our partner in sports, Randy Paul.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, Randy. Good to have you here, man.
Always good to be here.
We have a jam-packed, busy show. Oh. Somehow, 5 hours of content we have to get into less than an hour.
We're going to do it.
We'll figure it out. We always do. We're going to be joined in just a moment by Ross Provost from Burn and Eights. Looking forward to talking with him. Got the Muskie Expo coming up. Looking forward to talking with him about that. We've got WIAA tournament action to talk about with our local teams. Speaking of local teams, our boys of winter was the River Kings victorious. They continue their reign through the playoffs. All of that going on. And at 5:30, we're going to talk with assistant GM of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Jake Adams, going to join us. Looking forward to that. Randy will have to take off in between then, so we'll make sure to put him to work before that happens, where we're going to talk some high school sports that he's got for us over there. Looking forward to it. And Randy, one thing that I wanted to talk to you about, I don't think we'll have time for it, so I just want to shoehorn this in right before our interview with our good friend Ross. Jimmy Johnson just recently retired. It was announced not even about 2 hours ago that Jimmy Johnson is going to be retiring from Fox Sports. Kind of looked like this was going to happen. Two-time Super Bowl winner, one of the few guys who have won in college and the pros. And I think it's noteworthy to both of you, Ross and Randy, Fisher. Big-time fisherman. Big-time fisherman. It's part of the reason what he loves about the Keys. I guarantee you right now, Jimmy Johnson is probably out on a boat fishing right now. That's his big thing. That's what he loves to do.
Wonder if he'll be at the Muskie Expo next week.
He might be. He's going to be free.
Great
He's going to have more time. Yes, exactly. We don't get many segues like this. It's perfect. Ross Provost joining us from Burn and Eights. Ross, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Things are warming up here, and it's good to have some nice weather here, so it gets us a little amped up, you know, for open water season, which isn't far off now, so for fishing.
Former Cowboy, so I don't know if we're going to send an invite to Jimmy, but if he shows up, that's fine. That's fine. That's okay.
As long as he wears his Packer garb.
Exactly. Ross, before we dive into the Muskie Expo and some of those things, I want to make sure that everybody checks out your guys' YouTube page. Be sure to go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Burnin' Eights, and check out their latest video. They've got a great one up there. I appreciate you guys posting that. I got caught up on some things for the interview here, Ross.
Awesome. Yeah. We've been a little idle as far as our channel's concerned, just because we've been busy with family life and whatnot, which is it's a good thing. But as far as the fishing and filming, we took a little back seat, but we're still trying to put out as much new content as we can when we get time to film and then edit. So we're looking to hopefully get some new videos out here in the coming months, just to keep the people fresh and with new content for muskie fishing and get them ready for a new season here. So
well, I think the best part is, Ross or Andy Paul here, is the fact that early in the video, I just had a chance to view it that you just put out. I see that you had a brand new muskie on, well, at least a nice catch on there anyway, I should say, as you and your wife were blessed with a child.
Yeah.
We were, yep. That was definitely it's a great blessing, and we're definitely enjoying family life. There's no doubt about that. So same with the guys that I fish with too. They were blessed with kids of their own this within the last year here, and we've made a little transition from, you know, heavy in the outdoor world to mixing it up with family life and the outdoor world now. So it's a good change. We've been enjoying the family life though.
Well, the thing I like about the video is you get a chance to see your son and just an adorable little guy there as well.
Yeah.
And then you've got on the video itself, the man who is kind of in charge of the expo that'll take place not this coming weekend, but the weekend after the 14th through the 16th, and you have quite a conversation with him.
Right, and that's, you know, it's kind of like what we like to do every year with that, you know, this type of video is, you know, sit down with the owner of the Wisconsin Muskie Expo and then just get the information out to people of when it's going to be so that they can head up there and walk around and explore the expo. And we also just like to put out the information of what's some of the, you know, unique things or different things that are coming to the expo that guys might be looking for to add to their arsenal of musky fishing baits.
I think the other thing that was notable in the video itself was the fact that you talked about some of the things that are there. There's just a multitude of booths that are going to be there with different people and different vendors. And I think I even remember that the fact you're going to have more maybe this year than you've ever had before. New baits. There's going to be rods and reels, art, decor, fishing line, you name it. It's going to be quite an event this year.
Right, yeah. And I think last year they really pushed it to grow it. And they had the most vendors they had ever had, and now this year I think they're pushing it just a little bit more just to fit more guys in, because there's obviously so many people that want to, you know, get their product out to people to show them what they can do to help them put more muskies in the boat, you know. And you know, the cool thing this year that we found out too is there's actually two vendors that are coming all the way from Canada to be at this, you know, expo in Rothschild, Wisconsin, at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center. So that's pretty cool that, you know, there's people coming from out of the country to Central Wisconsin here to you know, talk muskies and also offer their products to people.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit, if people get an opportunity to stop by your area, what they would find when they came by there.
Right. So we've where we really launched with, as far as people asked about years and years ago with our muskie fishing, they were asking about apparel, like as far as, you know, Burning Eights apparel. And we've really, that's kind of been our big thing. We've done a lot with apparel, just different designs with muskies on it. And now we've transitioned into the last few years here, just adding custom colors in some of our favorite baits or top baits that produce fish for us. And that's been a fun transition, just because we enjoy coming up with new things or new colors that catch fish, put fish in the net. And we want to offer those to, obviously, our fans and viewers. And it's great to hopefully, I mean, we've heard stories of guys catching 50 inches on some of our custom colors, and they said, we need a new bait because the bait's trash because the muskie ruined it. I got my new trophy in the net. So it was it's really cool to hear that, you know, colors that we're coming up with are helping guys catch more fish, and it's great feedback for us. So, you know, and like another cool thing too, as far as, you know, local things, we actually teamed up with a local guy over in Plover, Wisconsin, that he makes the baits but then paints them in our custom colors. So it's a nice local flair to, you know, be working with local guys in the area that they got a great bait, Conklin Lures, and then he's, you know, he said, hey, I'd love to, you know, if you guys want to, I'd love to paint some of my baits in your colors. And they turned out phenomenal. So that, you know, stuff like that will be in our booth too, as well as our apparel, just some of our top baits and custom colors.
Yeah, I think two things. I know I've talked with other people in the past when we are dragging lures that one of our favorite colors is Fire Tiger, with that kind of green gold mix there, not just because it's Packer colors. but I think you came up with a neat combination as well.
Yeah, we the new one we just came up with this year, we didn't have it in the video just because it's they were still one of the companies was still finishing it up, but it's going to be a fire belly perch. So it's kind of a twist off that Fire Tiger, like you just mentioned, which has been a top producer for a lot of guys over the years, that Fire Tiger color. And we're interested to see what people think of it, and the success rate of it, which we think it's going to be a good one. So we will find out.
Question for you in your booth this year. Are you going to also have a big screen TV with some of your videos playing? Because I know that's always been a big attraction as well.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that we always tried to have front and center for people, just to it usually gets people to it strikes up conversations, because guys recognize videos from over the years that we released, and then they stop and talk. And then there's also just guys that, I mean, obviously the more muskie fishing, you know, that you can watch, I mean, guys love it, especially, I mean, at an expo, muskie expo like that, that's just what you want to see, is muskies hitting the net. So guys like to stop and watch that, and it's always fun to, like I said, strike up conversations based on those videos.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is that I think the last couple of years you've kind of been in the same general area, but that's never a given, is it? People might have to do a little hunting and pecking to find you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do move vendors around. It sounded like we'd be about in the same area, but, you know, like I said, with the fact that they're trying to push more and more vendors in here, I think, you know, I'm thinking we'll be in the same spot. But either way, it's no matter where we are, it's fun just talking muskies with people, and then also seeing, you know, what all these other vendors come up with, you know, new custom colors for their baits or new products, and it really gets you excited for a new muskie season coming up here.
So if people head up to Wausau, they would take the first exit there for basically it's Rossild, it's West, and it's that whole area there. That Cedar Creek exit there, and then you got that movie theater and you got the Pick and Save, but it's that convention center right around the corner, and that's the weekend, not this one, but the following weekend, the 14th through the 16th. Am I correct on that?
Correct. Yep, that's correct. So we got basically Friday is the kickoff around 2 p.m. and that goes till 8 o'clock that night, and then Saturday is like that's a full day. So it's usually the busiest day just because it's a full day, and people. I mean, some people actually. I mean, they're coming from a long ways away, and they buy 3 day passes for this. So like I said, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and. Yeah, Saturday is 9 to 6, and Sunday is 9 to 2 p.m. So there's a lot of hours to the expo that, I mean, if people are interested, they can come up and explore.
Well, we're kind of hoping to get there on Saturday, but kind of not because the Assumption Girls will be playing for the state championship. So if you don't see me till Sunday, you'll know why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Let's hope for good results there.
Mm-hmm. Ross, I appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you so much for joining us. There, as a three-time father, and I think Randy would agree with this and everything, one of the cool things about fishing, I think, is there's no reruns. Every time you're out there, you never know what to expect. Who knows what's going to happen? And you understand that, and you're very good at that. And then there's parenting, where there is no net. There is no net big enough for your child. There is no predicting any of these things. You're about to have one of the greatest adventures there is. Wishing you and yours the best, man. Thanks so much for the time. Have fun at the expo, Ross.
Well, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. It's always a joy. It's always enjoy being on with you guys, and it's fun to catch up here. So thank you.
We'll talk soon. You have a good one.
You too. We'll see ya.
You can find out more about the expo by going to WIMuskieExpo.com, WIMuskieExpo.com. Be sure to go there, everybody, for more information to get your tickets and make plans. Check out the expo. It starts March 14th, goes on all weekend, that whole weekend, March 14th, 15th, and 16th. Again, WIMuskieExpo.com. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun here on Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Randy and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be talking to Coach Paul in just a moment. Randy, I know you had some local stuff that you wanted to get to first. We got so many things going on with our WIA teams, our local teams. Let's catch everybody up real quick.
Well, the individual state tournament for wrestling was held down in Madison in Division I for Wisconsin Rapids. Tanner Gormanson, state champion at heavyweight. Congrats to Tanner. Kyler Tritzfall finished in third place at 190, and Carter Freeman was sixth at 138. Division II for the Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards Co-op, Sawyer Ostrom captured fourth place at 132, and we want to thank Michael Comer for all of the information on that. The state team tournament is also in Madison this Friday and Saturday. The boys' regular season in basketball drew to a close last week, and Wisconsin Rapids had three games starting on Monday, where Sean Reynes not only went over the 1,000-point mark, but he also set a school record for the most points in a single game, as he scored 43 points and led the Raiders to a 66-53 victory over Toma. And then on Tuesday, Rapids came up four short at Hortonville, 57-53. And finally on Friday, they lost at conference champion Marshfield, 84-44. Playoffs begin tomorrow evening as Lincoln will host Appleton West in a game you can hear starting at about 6:50 on our sister station, FM 105.5 WIRI. Speaking of 105.5, last Thursday, the Assumption Royals hosted Stratford and were topped by the conference champion Tigers, 68-51. This is on the boys' side of things yet. The Royals will host New Lisbon tomorrow night in a regional quarterfinal. Port Edwards also had three games last week. They lost at Wauwega Fremont and Pacelli, as well as at home to Edgar. The Blackhawks begin the tournament trail at home tomorrow night, entertaining Gilmanton Independence. And Nakusa had only one game last week as they lost at the Dells, 80-49. Papermakers also at home tomorrow night as they will take on Montello. For the girls in high school basketball, regionals are already in the books. Back on Tuesday, Port Edwards was eliminated by number 2 seed Pacelli, 59-14, and Nakusa was ousted 62-35 by the number 6 seed Whitehall. On Friday, Wisconsin Rapids was at the number 3 seed and 9th-ranked Hortonville. The Polar Bears defeated the Raiders 54-40. Their season draws to a close with a record of 11-14. Also on Friday, the Assumption Royals leveled Loyal 55-14. Jordan J. Glinski had 19 points, while Sarah Shaw added 13. And then on Saturday, the Royals won their fifth consecutive regional championship as they blew out Elman Bancroft 62-26. Addie Vollert was the leading scorer with 16 points. Jordan J. Glinski was just a point back at 15, while Sarah Shaw threw in 12. So now it's on to the sectional semifinal on Thursday. The game is no longer in Wapaka, folks. It's been moved. It's now going to be in Adams Friendship at 7 p.m., and there the Royals will face Pacelli, who are also the regional champions, as they defeated Pittsville 46-38. Also, from what I was able to gather in the Division II sectional finals held here in Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln High School finished sixth place in gymnastics and will be sending Elsa Urban to the state this coming weekend right here in Rapids. Elsa finished second in both the bars and in the beams. Team championships in Division I and II begin Friday at noon, while individual champions begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Two local teams were crowned sectional champions this past weekend and are heading to state down in Middleton for high school hockey. In Division I, second-seeded 3-Dubs topped the 5-seed Eau Claire Memorial 3-1. So Wausau West will now face Green Bay Notre Dame at 2 p.m. on Friday. While in Division II, number 2 Mosinee was topped by the top-seed Tomahawk 5-1. They'll go against McFarland at 9:30 a.m. on Thursday. And boy, what a great segue, because sitting right here is Coach Paul, and they, of course, picked up a couple W's this past weekend at the Rec Center, defeating the Steele County Blades 3-0, and on Saturday 6-2. And Coach, congratulations on the W's, and now you've got a chance to take on the Northwest Express.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I do want to say real quick, shout out to all of our local teams. The season's may be over, but the memories stay. We appreciate every one of them so much. And a shout out to the Assumption Lady Royals, and they're continuing their work that they're doing over there. And just some great work. We're looking forward to covering that tournament at play as far as they go. We'll be covering them. We're looking forward to that.
Like we said to Ross, we hope that we'll be delayed going to the Expo next Saturday.
As we shift gears to hockey and local hockey in our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings continuing their reign through the playoffs. Coach, thanks so much for joining us and for being here today. Before we get too ahead and talking about the game coming up this next weekend, I want to rewind a little bit and talk about how it went this weekend for the boys. And Randy's got to go. That's right. Randy, thank you for being here, man. Thank you. Appreciate you, brother. Coach, playoff hockey is just different. And with some of these guys, I imagine it was their first time playing some playoff hockey. Was there anything you said to the team beforehand as far as that goes? Or, hey, the lights are on, it's time to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got guys that haven't had the experience, like, especially from last year, right? So it was about keeping the game simple. And let's just get involved, right? And don't do too much. Stick to what we know and just execute the best that we can here. Let's get the energy going. Put a body on body. Let's get on the puck. Let's put pucks on net. Keep it simple. Keep it fast. And then you'll find your groove, right? Let's get the nerves out. The first 20 minutes is always kind of shaky a little bit, but I like the way we settled in, took care of business.
Well, and especially our goalie play. I had to double check just to make sure. 17-on-17 is what I got here, but either way, it's a shutout no matter how you get around it, how many shots he saved or not. Your choice going with him and how he responded?
Well, Dominic is, that's why we brought him here, right? So it's the experience and just the level of calmness that the kid brings. Did a great job. And so he's going to play Friday night and that's why we bring in a little bit older, a little more experience, kind of settle things down, because we do have a lot of younger guys, right, that are still every level that we get to is a little bit different. Stakes are a little bit higher, and Dominic gives you that little sense of calmness back there, which is nice. And then, Gilliam Turcotte did a good job on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's where I want to go next. So Friday, 3-0 shutout. Great way to kick off the playoffs. Really nice home crowd, loving it. Going to Saturday, 6-2 victory there for our Kings. In like a lion, and like the king of the jungle, baby. Starting off March strong. I love it. That game. I don't want to say up and down or anything like that, but it did seem like that first period, a little bit of those nerves again.
Yeah, it's. You know, every game, is different, right? And there's all kinds of different scenarios, and it's just this is a game of inches, right? So the puck bounces a couple different directions, and next you know you're behind, which was good for us because it's a little adversity that you got to learn how to handle and fight through. And luckily, we tied it up late in the third and first. Listen, they heard about it in between periods, and we ruffled a couple feathers, and we came out and basically took over in the second period. So it was to be expected. It was good. We needed it. A little smack in the teeth a little bit, wake you up, and that's the way we're approaching practice this week. You know, we're getting after it.
I don't care what the sport is. We just got done talking about it with the NFL season ended. My dad and I talk about it every time the hockey playoffs come around. The difference of a team that makes it and doesn't, everybody's going to, Mike Tyson said this best, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Okay. How do you respond after that? Okay. I have a hard time trusting a team as much as I do a person that can't take a punch. Right. Like, I'm not saying this is healthy. I'm just being honest with everybody. It's part of what we love about this team, though. We've seen this team throughout the season and everything, regardless of where they are in the standings, playing like this, playing with this, I want to say a chip on their shoulder, but just there's unfinished business. There's so much of this team from last year is still looking at that. And while they're playing game to game, they're not looking ahead. I imagine that in their hearts, in the back of their minds, it's still there, that they still have a goal to finish. There's still unfinished business here.
No question. We talk about it every day, every week, right? It's just another step on the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you check in the boxes off, and we got four more to go to get to there, and then we got to take care of business. You know, but like you said, it's one game at a time. Northwest is a very good team. Mm-hmm. They're a tough team. They've beaten us twice. We've beaten them twice.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of homework to be done, and making sure that we're prepared to shut them down and do what we do. So
what you mentioned there about being kind of, well, not kind of, you guys are even on the season. You're 500 on each other. Mm-hmm. Going into that, I would think that one of the hardest things in sports to me is beating a team consecutively. When you play a team this much in the regular season, then you meet them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. What do you bring to those games that can be any different than the previous four?
Well, you're really just trying to pick out things that you can take advantage of, right? So it's the film work. It's the study that you're doing away from the rink, right? And then you bring it to the rink, and it's just X's and O's, and we take it on the ice, and we really do some walkthroughs. But it's really about what do we do, right? And we got to make sure we play our way, which is hard, fast, and physical, right? So you got to be hard on pucks. You got to win the battles, one-on-one battles all over the rink. You got to do it fast, right? And you got to make sure your body's banging somebody. Mm-hmm. And making your presence felt out there. So it's not so much we're going to change our style, mm-hmm. right? They got to adapt to what we do because this is our home and we're going to dictate how this game is being played. And that's the mentality that we have day in, day out. Listen, we're on a 14-game winning streak.
Yeah.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
Right? So we have beaten these guys the last two times in a row. Because we identify certain things and we made sure that we made the adjustments, and that's the way we're practicing to make sure that we execute.
When it comes to this team has been a great regular season team going on years now, and especially since you've been here. There's a different thing that a different gear they hit in the playoffs, and very excited about seeing where that goes. Mm-hmm. But we also, as you said, we got to play these games what's in front of us first. Mm-hmm. When it comes to mapping these things out, when it comes to this week ahead and you're planning for Friday, how much of it is stuff that you're this is what we've been doing or this is what I want to do, and how much of it is feel, gut? Like, okay, this guy just seems hot in practice, and I'm going to put him on a different line or any of this. I'm trying to ask questions without, like, asking too many details just in case who's listening out there, any other coaches or anything, But I am curious.
No, there's no question. There's a lot of that. A lot of that happens. And you know, you want to do what we do, and okay, this is what I want to go. And then you get guys that are sick. Guys get hurt, right? And all of a sudden, now you got to move some pieces around. And you're right. Some guys look like crap, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And some guys are flying. And you're like, oh, you know what? Maybe he's ready, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe he's doing this and that. So, yeah, There's a lot of it comes Friday. You know, the lineup, everybody's kind of waiting for the lineup to be posted because they don't know, right? You just got to go with that. And that's why we tell them, listen, that's why we practice, right? That determines who's in the lineup. And once you're in it, you better stay in it, right?
Always appreciate the time, Coach. We want to remind everybody that there is nothing like playoff hockey. You got to catch up. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't even have to take Coach's word for it. Show up. You'll see exactly what we're talking about. There's a reason we love this sport so much, and a big part of it is what's happening right now, and it's in town. It's right in your neighborhood, everybody. You're 5 minutes away from this place, wherever you're listening to us in town here. Right. So let's fill the rec center. Let's show them what home ice advantage is. A reminder to the Northwest Express. You're going to come for the king. You best not miss, because this team is firing in all cylinders. Follow your Kings and follow your boys of Winters. They build hockey up and down the river. RiverKingsHockey.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. Share their posts on your pages. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And Coach, looking forward to talking again next week. Have yourselves a great week of practice. You guys enjoy yourselves. No matter what, have fun. Enjoy. Have a great time. Say hi to the boys for us, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you again. And RiverKingsHockey.com is where you want to go. Everybody get those tickets. Let's fill up the Southwood County Rec Center. RiverKingsHockey.com. Take a time out. We'll be back with our rafters. We'll be back talking baseball when we come back on Playmakers, which is proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Well, Casey was winning. Hank Aaron was beginning. One Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell. And Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball. Lazuski Campanella talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller.
It's the first time I got to play this. This is great. This is awesome. We are talking rafter baseball right now here on Playmakers. I do want to thank all of our guests that were just with us. Big shout out to all of them. More on that later. But this is our new theme music for when we bring our rafters in, everybody. We're very excited about rafter baseball right around the corner. I want to let you guys introduce yourselves so the audience can start getting familiar with your voices and everything. I'll start with you. Oh, yeah, we'll start right here. We can start. Ladies first. Jake, thank you.
So gentlemanly.
Yes. No. You're right, man.
That's how I was raised.
Exactly.
So my name is Gwen Philippi. I'm the sales manager and community relations manager for the Rafters.
Thank you for being here, Gwen. Appreciate you.
And I'm Jake Adams, assistant GM for the Rafters.
I can feel my father smacking me in the back of the head right now. Jake, Gwen, thanks so much for being here. We're Rafter fans out there. I've been following along on social media, I'm sure. Probably saw the news over the weekend. I want to start right there with a special day that we have coming up with some special jerseys, you guys.
Yeah. We revealed our new alternate identity. More than anything, we came together as a front office and wanted to pay tribute to one of these exports that wasn't really shined the spotlight on, and potato farming in general. And we talked about what's the best way to do that, what's the best way to shine a light on the unsung heroes of potato farming, and how Wisconsin's one of the biggest exporters in potatoes. So we said, let's create an alternate identity around it. The Mashers name came to us because mashing the baseball, obviously, we're hoping to hit a lot of home runs, but mashing potatoes. And we wanted to bring it together by calling ourselves the Central Wisconsin Mashers, because while Wisconsin Rapids is our home and most of our fan base is localized in Wisconsin Rapids, we still have those fans from Plover, Point, Marshfield, and the surrounding areas that we wanted to feel like this was for them as well. It wasn't just a Wisconsin Rapids local thing. It's for the whole area.
I wanted to focus on that for a moment, actually, because I saw that, and I thought the Mashers, the jerseys, they're very cool. It's a great idea. Anything that shouts out our ag industry in any way, it's I think, on the jobs of all of us, the medias that we are all in, to promote our ag industry. It's all a big part of what we do around here. So that's just great. Big tip of the baseball cap to you guys for that. The Central Wisconsin thing really caught me. I really liked that. We really try to encompass that here. Obviously, we broadcast live from Wisconsin Rapids, and all of our studio has moved a bit. We've always been right here in Rapids. But anybody who's listened to us knows how much we cover Nakusa, Port, all these surrounding areas and everything. And our teams are supported by the surrounding areas. So to call the team that, I really enjoy that. Even for a week, even for a game, whatever it might be, I thought it was a really nice touch and a really good, again, tip of the baseball cap to our communities, not just this one right here in Rapids, that we certainly appreciate. And it's not doesn't hurt anybody to be able to kind of look at that and take that all in. It's pretty cool. It had to been was that something that you guys worked on hard, or was that came right away, that part?
I mean, we really wanted to focus on it being Central Wisconsin because, you know, every single day we say Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, and we're going out in the communities talking to businesses, talking to fans all over. So we really, as soon as we thought about an alternate identity, we wanted to include everyone.
Well, not for nothing. I'm sure this isn't lost on the audience. There's no team in the Northwoods League, no team in the USPHL, or any of these divisions around here that survive if the only people going to these games are the people in that town. We've been lucky enough for this team to be located here, but it could just as easily be in a surrounding town, and hopefully they would be supported by these locals just as much. It's fun to be able to do that. The Masters part, I don't want to put you guys on the spot, but off air or something, I've got to hear about the names that didn't make it. I want to know about those sometimes.
So we'll get you the list that just didn't quite make the cut.
Always curious about that, just as a creative. I just enjoy that stuff. When it comes to this day, where this is the one that's been announced, are there other things in the works that you guys are working on right now that we haven't been able to announce yet? We're sitting, I'm not being a journalist here and trying to get it out of you, but are there other things in the works you guys are cooking on?
Yeah, we always appreciate the journalistic integrity. We always like to push for trying to give you something. So we finalized our promotion schedule. We're going to be releasing it in full at the beginning of April. But over the next couple of weeks, keep an eye on social media. We're going to be teasing a couple of our bigger promotions. We're bringing some back that people liked, some brand new ones that will draw a lot of interest. So keep an eye out. We're definitely going to be releasing it here soon.
I'm curious, you know, once we get going here, and we're getting closer and closer to it, it'll be here before any of us know it. Once the baseball season's going on, we're going to be talking about wins and losses and so many of these things, guys coming up, guys going down, or whatever it might be. So I wanted to take a moment, as you guys are new to this and new into these positions, what are you excited about, just personally? What are you looking forward to? What is some things that you're really, really kind of like, oh, I can't wait for this day, or I can't wait for this to happen? Or is there anything? You're just excited about the season in general, maybe. I'll start with you, Gwen.
Yeah, especially being my first season in the Northwoods League, it's a lot of firsts. So I'm like looking forward to the interns arriving, first game, Bark in the Park for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But really just a lot of firsts for everything. And I can't wait to take it all in. And I know it's going to go by in a flash. So just ready for baseball to be here.
Yeah, right on. Jake.
Honestly, with this being my third Northwoods League season, you kind of get into a repetition of what's happening when everyone arrives, but this is such a new environment for me because it's my first year in Wisconsin Rapids. But echoing what Gwen said, when the interns arrive, we're already chatting with them a little bit. They're coming from across the country, and there's already excitement starting to roll through. We shared with them a couple of promotions. We shared the Mashers one with them in advance because, given a little bit of a shout out here, our graphic design intern, Ella, actually created the logo for us. We asked her for a little off-season work, and she said she'd love to do it. So shout out to Ella for getting us a great logo. But I think the most exciting thing I'm looking forward to is when we get our fans in through the gate for the first time on opening day. It's never dawns on me. It never is zeroed out that a fan coming in for the first time or the millionth time, it's still that excitement you can see on their face that baseball season's back, especially in a town like Wisconsin Rapids where it's a great fan base that is excited, and we're hearing that every day, so I'm excited to see fans back at Witterfield.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really feel like if there was a Wisconsin Rapids Tiddlywinks team, this town would show up. We love sports, and more than sports, this team, this area loves supporting their own, loves supporting their teams, loves supporting just in supporting each other, and it's a very cool thing. We cannot wait. May 26th, can't get here fast enough. As far as interns or volunteers or host families, are we still looking for any of these guys?
Yeah, we're always looking for host families. We're still kind of reaching out. We have a couple more beds to fill because this is our biggest intern class, and we're going to have a rotating wheel of players coming in and out during the course of the season. We're always looking for a great family who's willing to open up their homes and just for a bedroom, and they get to be a part of your life for the rest of their lives, whether they go on to the MLB or they're working at a rental car service. Yeah. That's an experience that you get to live with for the rest of your life, making a difference in this kid's life.
it's a pretty cool opportunity for these families out here to bring in one of these kids, have that connection, have that ability. We've talked to our listeners a lot about that over the years and how they still talk to these kids and they're still following their careers and everything. It adds another layer to the game for so many of the community, while also being able to do some good, really knowing that you're putting in, you're really helping your community, you're helping your Raptors, your local teams, which helps your economy and all these other things about it. It's a great part of that. We don't get to talk too much about rosters, but how is that developing? How is that going? Are we looking at a set roster yet, or are we looking at still bringing in some kids?
So Coach Ziggy's working really hard to build the roster and give us a great championship-worthy team here in Wisconsin Rapids. We chatted with him today. He's almost finalized the roster. There's still a couple of slots that we need to fill in, but we're looking strong. He changed his dynamic of what we're looking for in a player, and it's not just the guy who goes out there and hits a million home runs. It's that kid who's fighting for a spot. It's the kids who are going to come in, work hard, and be a good player while being a good role model in the community, and that's what we're excited for. We do have a couple of big league guys, kids coming in. Royce Clayton, his son Royce Clayton Jr. is coming in. We're excited about that. But yes, I think in general, we are going to have a really big roster when it comes to heart, because these kids are going to come in with grit and determination. And the goal is to bring a trophy to Wisconsin Rapids again. And Ziggy has said that from day one, and he still texts us, we're bringing home a championship this year.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to talk to Coach, too. And just to piggyback on what you're saying there, and I this is something I don't know if it's the universal feeling or not, but maybe it's growing up in a sports family, too, and around athletes or around having that as the way my dad was and everything. At this level especially, all these kids are talented. Every one of them can run, catch. They're all incredibly good at what they do. That motivation factor, that drive, what makes them, what doesn't. It's no different than when I'm talking to my students when it comes to acting or comedy or something. The biggest difference between the people you see and the ones that you don't is determination, is drive. If we're looking for that out of these kids and we're bringing in guys like that, I feel really good about the season ahead.
Right.
I want hungry players. I'll take that over anything else every time. I couldn't agree with him more. That's a really cool thing for you to bring up. I appreciate that, Jake.
Yeah. Of course.
Anything else you guys wanted to touch on before we let you go and how busy you are?
I think that's it. We're just excited, and just make sure that you're watching. We've got more giveaways coming with those text service with Vazi, and more of that promotion release coming out soon. So just keep up to date.
Mm-hmm. And keep listening right here, everybody, because these guys are going to be joining us all season long. We're looking forward to talking more Rafter baseball with y'all and the players and coach and everybody else that we can get on.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the time, you two. If people want to, if they have follow-up questions, they'd like to reach you guys, we got any businesses out there listening or anything like that, is there a direct way to reach you, or should I just send them to the website?
You can send them to the website. That's always a good way. But if you want to reach us directly, you can email either of us. You can reach me at agm@raftersbaseball.com.
And I am PR, as in public relations, @raftersbaseball.com.
Mm-hmm. Get your tickets and get ready for a great season. Everybody, looking forward to talking with you guys again real soon. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Playmakers right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at WFHR, proudly brought to you by Quaddy Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. James here, solo to the end of the show, but that's all right. I got all of you to hang out with. Gigantic, I might need the rest of the show to thank all of our guests. A big thank you to Ross Provost from Burnin' Eights for joining us, Coach Paul from the River Kings for being here, and Jake and Gwen from the Rafters. And, of course, a special shout-out to my partner in sports, Mr. Randy Paul, for being with us. It's always nostalgic for Randy and I to get together and do this show. It was a lot of fun. And a big, big way to start the week here. We had on everybody. It was a lot of fun. But I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what your sports takes from the weekend are. You want to talk a little Badgers basketball? That is cool. I'll talk about that with you. Certainly have the top 25 rankings coming out. So that was interesting. Had a couple of other notes I wanted to get to, too. But before all that, want to touch on our schedule. You heard Randy talking a little bit about this. Tomorrow night, 6:50 on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, Lincoln High School boys hosting Appleton West. Postseason regional action continues. Mike and Seth going to have that one for you. A shout out to them for covering the game. We appreciate you. Over here at WFHR at 7:05 tomorrow, you will have Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Be looking forward to hearing what Coach has to say for that one. We'll be back on Friday with Playmakers. Be here to talk about not only that Lincoln game, but getting you ready for the games ahead this week. And a little bit later Wednesday, we'll be actually your pregame for Wisconsin men's basketball taking on Minnesota. Looking to get back in that win column, get another Big Ten victory, get some get a pelt up there with the Gophers. Thursday, Greg Gard Show at 6:05 right here at WFHR. And then at 105.5 at 6:50, Assumption Girls Basketball taking on Pacelli. Postseason sectionals. Mike, Randy, Laura, going to cover that one for you from Adam's Friendship, live from Adam's Friendship. Big shout out to Mike, Randy, and Laura for covering that and just being able to talk about that. It's been so much fun with these Lady Royals. It never gets old, them continuing on in the postseason. Congratulations to them and all of our local teams, really. And I want to say win the Lady Royals. But if, we'll go ahead and be honest, if, because Pacelli's good. I'm not taking Pacelli lightly. But if, when, however you want to word it, Assumption continues on, we will have that game for you Saturday at 12:50. Assumption would be playing about 12:50. Randy, Mike, Don going to be covering it for you. I want to send a special shout out to Don Cheeseborough and the great work he has always done here for years. We don't get to hang out with Don as much, but when we do, it matters. And there are few people who are better running a board for a sports game than Don Cheeseborough. There are a few. I was going to throw my hat in the ring, and I still do. If Don is unable to, I would cover that game, hopefully. But you're better off with Don. Let's be honest. Don's great at it. So we're looking forward to bringing that game to you. And a big shout out to all of our sponsors that give us the ability to do this. We're not here without you guys. We're not able to cover this high school postseason action without you all. And the more of you businesses out there that support these teams, because that's what you're doing. We're a middleman. We love our job. We think we have an important place to play in this, but we are a middleman, and what we want to do is get the businesses to be able to support these kids and get these games out there for the listeners and the community and the families. We're able to do that thanks to the sponsors, so we appreciate them very much. Friday, we got Wisconsin men's hockey taking on Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament. So much tournament action. So much going on. It's very exciting. It's a fun time of year. It almost doesn't matter which sport you like. They're all fun. They're all interesting, and there's so much going on with each one of them. Let's see here. I wanted to see where I want to go with this one. Well, we could touch on this real quick. For those that didn't hear, the Cincinnati Bengals have put a franchise tag on T. Higgins for the second year in a row. Noteworthy in part because it's the Bengals, and they don't tend to do this as far as money. That's what I'm talking about. Not franchise tags, not re-signing or unsigning players necessarily. They don't really spend money over there. And a lot of people are looking at this as another domino. The Matthew Stafford quarterback, the decision there was a big domino. That has been made. So now all the teams left are scrambling at your second-tier quarterbacks, maybe even third-tier quarterbacks in some regards. And the next thing is the wide receiver class, and really offensive playmakers class, we could say, because there's not really a big name running back out there either. You could say that as far as position players, T. Higgins is probably the biggest name, and he has been associated with the Green Bay Packers the most as far as anybody else making a run at him. So certainly why we're bringing it up here. And I continue to bring up the question, and I did to a couple of other Packer fans over the weekend. If you can have DK Metcalf, you can have T. Higgins, or you can have Max Crosby or Myles Garrett, which one do you want? I'm sure that you guys would like all four of them. I know I would too. Being realistic about it, I don't know if any one of them are coming. And that's not all on the Green Bay front office. Some of these guys are just, Cleveland may mean it. They may not let Myles Garrett go. The Raiders may stick with Max Crosby. Max Crosby may want to stick with them. But where would you go if you could? What would you do? What do you think would help the team bring home the Lombardi Trophy the most? Let's take a call. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, quick question. If you franchise tag somebody, can you trade them?
I believe so. Or I believe the way it works, because he hasn't technically signed the contract yet, that they can trade him before the signing. It may just be a thing of they're telling him and putting out the reports that they're going to franchise tag him when the NFL's, when the new season starts up.
I was just thinking, what if the Vikings tagged Darnold and traded him for Garrett?
As far as I know, that's a possibility. As far as I know, somebody out there who's a lot smarter than me might be able to correct me on that one, but I'm pretty sure you can do that. And I mean, hey, if you're playing Madden, I don't know, the computer might take that trade. I don't know. I don't know if, you know, all bets are off with Cleveland. Like Cincinnati, they know who they are. That's a whole different negotiation you're doing with them. With Cleveland, all bets are off with that front office. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows what they'll take and what they might look at as a great deal? I mean, when we're talking about a front office that did the worst deal in all of sports history, that anything is on the table with them. And I don't know that there's a lot of things I can say more confidently than worst deal in sports history. But I feel extremely confident about that Deshaun Watson deal, that not only is it currently, but 20, 30 years from now, people are going to look back at that and they guaranteed how much money did that guy? And he came into that, and they knew about what beforehand? It'd be a bad deal if they didn't know about the stuff with the massage therapist. The fact that they did, and they still made the deal, is just, it compounds the fact that it's the worst deal all time. And as a Minnesota fan as you are, I got to think that you got to feel good about now being in second or third place. I'm sorry.
Well, no, but you said the worst deal ever, and I'm like, well, there was the Walker trade.
There was that one trade. Always good talking to you. Go ahead.
A Viking fan fact of the day. Percy Harvin there's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
He's got the longest run in NFL history for 104 yards. It's a non-scoring run.
Interesting. I did not know that. Oh, that's interesting, man. Thank you for that. And a great hearing. I've got a couple of listeners out in the Florida area who, any chance they get to talk about Percy Harvin, they will talk about. So now that my phone is going to be blowing up for the next 2 hours with Percy Harvin highlights.
Oh, yeah, you got to love Percy Harvin.
It was something. Appreciate you, man. Have a great night.
All right. Yep, you do. Bye.
Phone lines are open, 715-424-2600. A little bit of Brewer news as we're wrapping up, and since we got done talking rafters and talking some baseball, ex-Mets GM Epler is going to be joining the Brewers as a special advisor. For those that did not see this story, Epler was suspended last year from Major League Baseball after an investigation concluded he directed Mets staff to fabricate injuries to create open roster spots. I don't think this deters him from being able to be good at the job or should get a second chance. He got caught at doing something that pretty much every GM does. Everybody in the you know, so I don't know that that's here or there or anything like that. What I will say is noteworthy is he's been a part of some winning teams and has done some pretty good work all across the board. So I feel like that's a pretty good signing for the Milwaukee Brewers front office. A lot is Christian Yelich played his first time since back surgery. Had a home run in the spring season preseason game. Nice to see him out there. The victory is what mattered to him, but seeing him talk about it, talking about being out there with the guys, you could see how excited he was. And one thing I want to mention that we haven't gotten to talk about yet, because the Brewers have not done much in the offseason, and even with the Devin Williams trade, I feel like the biggest thing we've talked about in the offseason is the Brewers not doing anything. But they did sign a particular player that we haven't gotten to touch on, and I haven't heard anybody talking about, including whether on the Fox Network or the Mouse Network or even here at our show. The Brewers signed to a one-year deal Jose Quintana. And Quintana, you will remember from the Brewers, played with the Mets for a while there. He's been around. He's a journeyman. I don't know what you're going to get from him. Obviously, the Brewers don't either. That's thus the one-year deal. But he's been known as a Brewer killer in some ways. And having him brought in, I don't know. I think having veteran arms never hurts. And a guy like him that has proven, even when he was with the Sox, that he's willing to do whatever it is to win. He'll come out of the bullpen if he has to or something like that. A number of different things. It's an interesting signing. Curious what you guys think about that. We can talk about it Wednesday or Friday or right before the regular season. We got plenty of shows and we got plenty of time to talk baseball. But I did think it was an interesting signing, and I hadn't heard many people talking about it since it happened. So a pretty interesting deal. I hear what you guys think about it coming up. We got great stuff on the radio dial. Pete Schwab coming up for you. Be listening for that. And again, tomorrow, right on our sister station, 105.5, 650, Lincoln High School, hosting Appleton West. Postseason boys basketball continues. Y'all have a great night. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.